Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
This is the city, Chicago, Friday, September 2nd. It was humid outside. I was working the early shift at WGN Radio. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. He serves and protects, and what he serves us every Friday is food. Good morning, Lieutenant.
Yummy, yummy. Lots of food.
Hey, I saw your picture. Was it your Facebook page? I saw you at the Sheryl Crow concert.
I was, yeah.
How was that?
It was actually very good, except it was rescheduled after the Highland Park shooting, and it was supposed to be Sheryl Crow and Keb Moe.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife really liked Sheryl Crow, and I really liked Keb Moe, so it was going to be perfect for both of us. Unfortunately, Keb Moe didn't make it, so. But it was a nice concert. And Ravinia it was the absolute perfect weather, and we got there when the gates opened, and we brought a picnic, and we sat out there, and it was very nice. So
we've had some terrific weather. Well, listen to you, Keb Moe. You're Mr. Eclectic.
Oh, yeah.
And the food you sampled for us this week sounds pretty interesting. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I went over to Uptown to Lucy's at 4570 North Broadway. And Uptown is one of those neighborhoods, the good, the bad, the ugly. You know, you have a lot of really nice places, you have a lot of really bad places, and I used to work up there, and I don't know how good it is now. It's been 10 years since I worked up there, but that's north of where Lucy's was, is where all the old hospitals for the mental health, you know,
mm-hmm.
And for years after they closed those down, you had strangers walking around on the streets. But
yeah, up on North Broadway, you're talking about, right?
Yeah, yeah. But they're having a resurgence, and they got a lot of good places. And Lucy's has they have the spicy chicken sandwich is what they're known for. And I have to say, I have been sampling a lot of spicy chicken sandwiches around the city. They have the best.
Really?
They have, first of all, one of the problems with these spicy chicken places is the chicken is too small because they use thighs.
Dark
meat.
Yeah.
And I don't know where they found these chickens, but man, this piece of chicken on it was big.
See, now my wife would say it's injected with something.
I think it's two thighs pushed together.
Okay.
Because it was big, and it was fried and spicy, and you can add extra heat. I just got the basic spicy, and it was perfect for me. And but it comes with it's a huge piece of chicken. It's got coleslaw on it. It's got American cheese. And
I like those chicken sandwiches that have the coleslaw.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. And then they have this garlic aioli. And, you know, it's funny. They had the ketchup for the fries. You know, you put them in those little cups. And
mm-hmm.
They also had a big thing of garlic aioli, so you can put it in the cups and dip your chicken in it, which was really good.
So is this place a sit-down place or just takeout?
Well, no. They have some tables, and they have it looks like a bar kind of when you walk into it. There's a counter that you can sit at and eat, if you were eating at a bar, but at the actual bar. They do have a little bit of liquor. We'll get to that in a second. But it's basically a burger and spicy chicken place.
Did you sample the burger?
Yeah, I did. I had, they have a few different kinds of burgers, but the one I wanted to mention was the Juicy Lucy.
Ooh.
Which, if you're paying attention, you realize that this is the second week in a row we've had a sandwich called the Juicy Lucy.
Yeah, I thought this sounded familiar.
But this is a little different. This is, because it's Lucy, but they have it's a double burger with melted cheese, and they have their own secret sauce. It actually reminded me of a place downtown I used to go to when I was a kid. I think it's still there, Mr. J's, where they had the Dagwood special.
Don't know that place.
Big, giant cheeseburgers with melted cheese. It's all gooey, and it was really...
I think I remember seeing the sign. I never went in, though.
I used to go there when I was a kid.
Good fries?
Very good fries. Okay, so, yeah, I love going to places that have hand-cut fries,
mm-hmm.
And not only are they... they're very good, and they're... perfectly salty. I didn't have to put any salt on them. And they, you can get them in a couple different ways. They're regular with cheese, or you can put, they have porky fries, which is a pork shoulder, a bacon, jalapenos, and queso on it.
That's too much. I just like my fries
You know,
plain.
Sometimes I like that. If you, that, you can
season,
make a meal.
That's all.
You can make a meal out of that.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And what's the booze you were referring to?
Well, yeah, they do have some booze, and the one I really paid attention to was Boozy Milkshakes, which started to take off a few years ago and then sort of died away. But they take milkshakes, and they infuse it with some booze. I don't know
exactly. That does not sound good to me.
You know, people seem to love them, I have
okay.
to say. I mean, you know, nowadays they're making, what is that, hard water that's, you know, liquid.
Hard everything.
Yeah, hard everything, yeah. Hard apple cider, hard water.
Lucy's 4570 North Broadway.
I think we should like tell 7-Eleven they ought to come up with a boozy Slurpee, and you know,
hard Slurpee. Yeah, that's all we need. Yeah. We'll get to dessert momentarily with the author of the book Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats, Lieutenant David Haynes. If you've got a restaurant suggestion for Lieutenant Haynes, you can email him directly, beatcopsguide@gmail.com, beatcopsguide@gmail.com. So you investigated a bakery for us, huh?
I did. Klein's Bakery and Cafe, 4155 North Broadway in Buena Park.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting neighborhood, isn't it?
Yeah. My son used to live right around the corner on Buena. And matter of fact, I've had friends that lived on Buena for when I was growing up, and, you know, there is even a song written there. Somebody wrote a song at 825 Buena or something like that.
Yeah, we'll have to check that out.
And it's a neighborhood between Uptown and Lakeview. Mm-hmm. Very few single-family homes, although one of them is a there's a house there that used to belong to the head of the Chicago Crime Commission, who it's like an $8 million house now.
Is that on your tour when you take people around in the neighborhood there?
He was the guy that went after Capone back in the day.
Oh, very interesting. And the dog beach is not far, right?
Yeah, one of the best things the city's ever done. They turned Montrose Harbor, where they used to be a boat ramp, and they turned it into a dog beach, fenced it all off, and filled up the ramps with sand so you walk down them. And I used to take my dog there all the time when the kids were little. It's hundreds of dogs there. It's a lot of fun.
Tell us about Klein's Bakery and Cafe.
All right, so Klein's is right on the corner of Broadway and Buena, and they got a nice little patio with planters outside and big windows inside, so you can sit and watch all the people walking by. And it's kind of a lot of people do walk by there. A lot of dogs. It's very dog friendly too, which I should mention. And they have good coffee, very good coffee, and they have a bunch of different little pastries, including cake shots, which are these little shot glasses with little cakes in them and cream, and they're a little bit bigger than shot glasses.
But no booze in there.
No booze in
okay.
there. Okay. But they have cake shots, and like I think they sell them for dinner parties. You can buy them by the dozen if
cute.
You want. Yeah. And they have savory pastries, puff pastry pies. I had guava and cheese, only because I couldn't imagine why you would mix guava and cheese, but it was actually very good. It was kind of a heavy cheese and a real light guava flavor mixed together with the puff pastry, and it was like they're not really mixed together. There's like side by side inside the puff pastry, so you take a bite of one and a bite of the other.
It worked, huh?
Yeah, I was actually very surprised, but they did a good job.
What else is on their menu?
Well, they have cake slices, double chocolate, and it was very thick and chocolatey, and they have macaroons. Whenever I see macaroons, I always think of when I used to take my daughter out for tea parties when they were little.
These are the French ones, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they have what I brought in there is a chocolate marquesa. I think that's the way you pronounce it.
I'll have to check with Marianne.
Yeah, it's a Venezuelan dish made out of Maria biscuits, which are little Spanish vanilla cookies.
Probably marquesa.
Marquesa?
That's my guess. Yeah.
And chocolate pudding. Who are you looking at?
Joe. Control room Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, he knows.
That's only because he talks to my wife.
There is no bigger chocolate pudding expert than Control Room Joe. And so I brought in.
What is this this Venezuelan dish, this chocolate marquesa? What is it exactly?
So it's vanilla cookies, Spanish vanilla cookies with chocolate pudding, and there's a little shaved chocolate.
Ooh.
And now you can buy them in a single serve, but what I have here is an 8x8 inch. It's almost like a pie, but it's all mixed in there, so you could take it out little by little.
Morning crew, very happy to see that.
Yeah.
they're ready to eat that during Steve's newscast. The news is coming up at on the hour from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Should we get to the restaurant news?
Yeah, I actually have an interesting.
Let me repeat the Klein's address first: 4155 North Broadway.
Right.
Okay,
right in the corner of Buena and Broadway.
Got it.
We talked a while back about a place called Bistro 6050 at 6050 West Irving Park, 6050, right west of Austin. And Chris and Roselle, his wife, they have decided to move back to Europe. They want to go to Spain. They're retired and stuff. And the business is going well. It's making money. So what they're trying to do is find somebody who's willing to take over the entire business. So they'll sell you the business, not the building, but the business, all the recipes. They make homemade ice cream, crepes, sandwiches and stuff. And they'll even stay there and train somebody for a month how to run the business and how to make all the recipes. And I'm telling you, if you like homemade ice cream, Bistro 6050, and they make their own tea, but it's like, I mean, just really incredibly good ice cream. And
well, since your retirement is coming up not too far in the distant future, Lieutenant, are you thinking about this? You'd probably eat the profits.
Yeah, I would more likely invest in, if my son wanted to do it, if I had any money to invest. If anybody wants to invest, call me. I'll tell them, you know.
Okay.
Because unfortunately, my stocks have gone down over the last few months.
We have an opening to report, don't we?
We do.
Elston.
Yeah, 18. What? Oh,
it's 1308.
1308 Elston. Yeah, and this is the Brooks Hart, who used to be at the Little Goat, who I met when I was doing that. We brought some food in, and so they opened up 1308 Elston. Is going to be big when they build the salt shed is done and everything. Right now, there was nothing there. A business moved there. They had nowhere to go to eat for lunch. And so the owner of the business, I think it's KDM, helped get this started. And so it's going to be very big when the salt shed opens up, which I'm really excited about.
Yeah, a lot of people are. By the way, we reported Tavern on Rush closing, but Phil Stefani says he doesn't have plans to move, but he's not against it. If there's an opportunity, he will. So there may be life yet for Tavern on Rush.
You know, I meant to ask you when you mentioned Tavern on Rush, is that there's a tavern on Edison Park?
No, this is done.
Different?
This is
totally
in the,
different?
This is in the, as you said, the Viagra Triangle.
Yeah, I just wanted
to have a good week, Lieutenant. Thank you.
Hey, let's be careful out there.